If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody! Yeah. Yeah, we got the celebrity news that you can definitely use, so sit back and relax, okay? Okay, later in the show, Teyana Taylor is the new Dora the Explorer, and we'll tell you what she's exploring in her marriage now, honey. Plus, Halle Berry never seems to age, and her secret might make you rethink your grocery list. Mm. But first up, it seems like the pebble doesn't fall far from the rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, that is. Let me tell y'all, my bae recently revealed that his 16-year-old daughter, Simone, wants to get into the family business, making her the fourth-generation wrestler. And, of course, Dwayne is all for it, and he predicts that his daughter will become a WWE superstar, y'all.
Rock had the people's elbow in the rock bottom. What will her joint be?
Probably her high heel in their throat. Like, she just look like a lady to me.
Exactly.
Don't she?
Mm-mm, she finna wear the ass out.
So what y'all think her wrestling name would be?
The Pebble.
I like the Pebble.
What's the name of a big, big rock? Come on, you know
a
your
boulder.
Stones, Gary.
Yeah, boulder.
Oh, a boulder.
A boulder, yeah.
Oh, that's too hard.
Yeah, it is.
What's the pretty rock, though? No, but it's a rock.
Crag.
Gary, no.
Who you been hanging out with?
Are you on it today? Because you are on one, okay? Oh, my God.
All right, single actress Teyana Taylor, y'all, says that she has a key to happy, lasting marriage to her husband, pro basketball player, Mr. Iman Shumpert.
Oh, what is okay.
Let me tell y'all, honey. Now, this is ridiculous.
Not the pause.
My girl, baby, Teyana said that she and her hubby have threesomes. Teyana said in an interview, I'm not saying it's what you have to do. I'm saying when you make a vow and when you're married, it ain't no limits, period. It ain't no what you're gonna do, what you're not gonna do. Why do we get married? Now, how are we gonna get married and then have limits?
No.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, Head Crack.
Hell no.
Hey, you always get so excited about these.
Because these people are the forward thinkers of the world that will propel the society to greatness and keep more couples and marriages together for years to come.
How long did you rehearse that?
Exactly.
No, that's off the cuff.
And are they going on in your household?
No,
that's
I wish.
That's something he repeats on a daily basis, hoping his wife would do that.
I need more people to get on the same page. Because, you know, because we're followers by nature. Because there's certain things that women weren't doing that all of a sudden they're doing now. There's certain things that men weren't doing before that all of a sudden they're doing now.
Ain't no way in hell I'm going to sit here and have no damn threesome. If you think I'm going to bring somebody else into my doggone marriage, your marriage, you're not supposed to not even be married. It's not going to work.
That's how you feel, Gary. Some other couples feel different. A lot of people are doing this in today's society.
That and is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous to you, and it's ridiculous to a lot of older people.
Would you want a threesome?
It's working for them. That's my opinion.
That ain't working for them. That's women that's insecure and damn scared of their husbands.
Those are the
women who are doing the threesomes are the ones who are the least insecure.
Damn two women to one man. Chick ain't never have
always
two damn men.
Always his fantasy.
Always his damn
his fantasy. Yeah, because having two sausages in the building just don't.
Well, it's a little
different.
The sausages will never link.
But hold on. I'm not saying that the man will come in, have anything to do with my man. I'm saying, just like you having fun, I should be able to have some fun.
If you're insecure in any way, you cannot do this.
Well, no, the first time is going to be the fulfillment of the fantasy, right? The second time, you're going to be like, wait, y'all over there kissing too long. Wait, are y'all over there touching and looking at each other's eyes too long?
You're going to be looking like Eddie Murphy in Dreamgirls the last time you saw
him. Exactly.
I know they say that women like to overpack when they're traveling, but this is just re-damn-diculous. This was not approved by the TSA. Now, there was a woman who tried to get on a plane with a python.
No.
Python.
Not snakes on the plane.
Okay. She managed to hide this python inside a computer hard drive.
How did they find it? Because the snake should have been quiet.
Exactly.
But when he went through the x-ray machine, that's like, ma'am.
And you know they didn't catch her in Atlanta because, like, Atlanta, people be sleeping on the job. They probably thought it was a snakeskin belt.
I'm trying to see.
Have you ever been on the TSA, like, Instagram page?
No.
I didn't know they had one.
Oh, they have over 900,000 followers, and there's all types of dope stuff on there. Like, this one person bought a whole bag of eels.
They should have let them take the damn eels.
What's wrong with that?
You can go fish, why not eels, right? We don't do them.
Because they're in water, and you can't take liquids.
Oh, yeah, you can't take no liquids.
Oh,
that's right.
If there was like only 2 ounces of liquid, they could have pulled it off. Mm-hmm. This one person bought a mummy.
It must be pre-checked because they didn't have to take the shoes off. Yes, they did. Just saying.
Then this other person bought some bullet shoes, which I don't see what's wrong with this because it's not like you can use it as a real gun.
You can probably take that shoe, put it together, and make it a real gun.
They did that to me. I had a belt buckle. I have a belt buckle that's a half of a gun, and it's all stoned out. I tell you, the whole airport damn near shut down.
Mm. But if it was still shaped like one and coming from you, they probably thought that it was.
Coming from me.
Well, Kourtney Kardashian is not here for today, niece. While vacationing in Italy, Kourtney Kardashian posted a photo of herself in a sexy bikini on a yacht with the caption, "Just finished my daily basket of focaccia." How about you?
She just had a basket of bread.
And looking like that, that's the thing. Mm. Well, one commenter trolled her post and wrote, "Where are your kids?" And Kourtney responded, "My son is taking the photo, and the other two were sitting at a table across from me. Thank you for your concern."
All right, then she snapped that down quickly.
Then she snapped it down. Mm. I don't understand why people act like mothers can't be shown on Instagram alone.
Exactly. But the reason why they do that to them, because they're in bikinis all the time. If they were just looking like regular moms.
What's a regular mom? I mean, she's on the water in a yacht. So you would have a bikini.
In regular clothes, a nice dress covered up, not in a two-piece.
Because, though, you think people know what get likes. If she posted a picture with, like, a shirt with some spit up on it, no one's going to like that. Like, Kourtney, get yourself together.
You need some time away from your kid.
You can't win with
trolls. They'd be like, you should have birthed that baby or whatever.
Right.
You know, she's a cougar. She got a little young boyfriend. He about 27, 28.
Oh.
And she's, like, my age.
Oh.
But you know what? Maybe they weren't even talking about her kids. Maybe they were talking about her baby boyfriend.
Oh.
That's the child. Mm-hmm.
Yo, have any of y'all ever seen that show Married at First Sight?
I heard about it.
So it's this show on Lifetime that marries complete strangers. And recently, relationship experts say that it's not such a bad idea if you hire, like, a matchmaker because they can ask the necessary questions and make sure both parties are compatible before they even try to hook up.
Yeah, I don't think you have to date for years and months.
Why is everybody in such a race against time to get married in the legal, technical sense? Like, find somebody you like and like them hard.
Can be with them as long as you want to be. And you do not have to sign a paper.
When you get divorced, you can just change your Netflix password.
So we don't have a problem with people rushing to get into bed and having sex. Mm-hmm. But y'all got a problem with them getting married?
I've never had a problem with people rushing to bed having sex. I've never had a problem with that.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
so if people are rushing to get married, that's a good thing. That's a change in the society. Because people have for so long not respected marriage, didn't even want to be married. Y'all want to do this, y'all want to do that. But now people want to get married. Everybody got an issue. But
you sure Liz real defensive, Portia. You must be trying to get married soon.
Because I like that the young people are advocating for marriage first. I like it.
You got to be with somebody a little while to get to know if this mother is bipolar.
Yeah, well, I take lithium.
I know.
But I'll
you nice some days, but some days you want to chop my head off for no reason.
So you would go to a matchmaker who could compat you with somebody that is like you.
You know what? I went
on Love Connection,
and I got paired with this guy. Very sweet. Everything was great about him. He just wasn't for me long term. I had to answer damn near 1,000 questions. It was a lot.
Because if you marry, honey, if you're going to divorce, you're going to look at the couple's been married for 50 years and divorce. 50 years? You don't know that bastard yet?
That's that bipolar Up next, y'all, is Drake Madonna's new prey. Ooh, Lord, let us pray. We're going to find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the sexiest woman of them all? Yeah, well, it's me. It's Halle Berry, y'all. Y'all know she is super sexy. Been sexy for many years.
A long time.
She is now sharing her shocking beauty secret on how to age like fine wine instead of spoiled milk.
Oh. Girl, tell me. Tell me again.
I know, right? Yeah. Well, she told reporters her secret is bone broth. She says, take a bone, boil them up to 24 hours, and drink the broth. It's so full of collagen that it's crazy.
Really? Is that why we don't see her exes no more?
She
oh, my God, she's a man-eater. Maybe she's telling us to do it the hard way because she don't want nobody else to look good.
Exactly. Cause, I mean, milk of magnesia is good for collagen, doesn't it?
Never heard that.
I ain't never heard that.
For your stomach.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that, baby. Like,
oh.
No.
She's trying to age everybody?
But they say 50 is the new 30, so, you know.
Who said that? I hate that stuff.
People that are 50.
Why people keep saying that?
Well, because Halle is 50 and she looks 30.
50 is 50 and she don't look 30. She looks maybe 40.
Well, hell, 10 years difference.
Yeah, someone who falls at 50 is definitely going to know they're 50.
You'll find out.
Yeah, you're going to feel it. All right, so we got a cougar on the prowl alert. Mm,
the what?
Working on it.
Well, I don't like that cougar.
I don't like that either.
That cougar can go back in his cage.
Okay. Yeah.
It'll be better next time we do this.
Okay.
So Madonna's geared up for her latest album in the city, and she allegedly has her claws on Drake.
Again?
Yeah, because she tried that and it did not work out.
Yeah, for those who missed it the first time, back in 2015, they shared a steamy kiss at Coachella, and it went viral for all of the wrong reasons. But it was good enough to get them back in the studio together. You know, she's working on her brand new album, and he's trying to get it to win it.
Yeah, but my thing is that you made this big issue about her when she tongue-kissed him and stuff. Now you're back with her, so what kind of mess is that about?
Well, he's probably just going to mail his vocals in. That's probably the safest thing.
Yeah, that ain't going to work out.
Usually most people that you see Drake photograph with more than twice, he probably had sex with those people. Do you think he would have sex with Madonna?
I don't think so. Not the way he looked when they kissed. I felt like it wasn't something like he wanted to be like, ooh, girl, I want to take you home.
Yes, he's asleep with her. He's a black man. If you think, honey, they went through it once already before, honey, he's asleep.
Should have had all the black man, Gary.
So I just think if he does cougar, it's going to be somebody like Halle Berry, somebody he's wanted all his life, probably.
Or Jennifer Lopez,
remember? Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm.
It seems like every 10 years or so, Madonna has sex with a black dude and helps restore her edges. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you rewind back 10 years.
Make her edges grow back.
Yeah, it was like, you know, she had sex with Tupac.
Yep,
you
know, did.
And then allegedly Big Daddy Kane. Like, every 10 years, there's somebody on the prowl.
Well, I felt like I could just imagine her, like, Maleficent sucking the life out of his young self. Like, that probably was a moment. I didn't even think of that. You know what? I didn't think of that moment. Yeah.
Go ahead and gift that.
Man, where the hell is Lindsay Lohan's movie career?
Lifetime. Yeah. Don't play her like that. She just did a Lifetime movie not long ago.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. I watched it. Oprah produced it. Remember, she and Oprah got together.
Did you love it?
Yeah, I love Lindsay.
Y'all giving her too much credit. That wasn't even a movie. It was like a documentary.
No, she did. Yeah. No, hold on, y'all. She really did play in a Lifetime movie. She really did star in it.
I don't remember the name of it.
You sure wasn't the movie of a Lifetime?
And I don't think I watched it, and I don't think I cared at the moment.
Well, y'all, one of her iconic movies is back, and that's Life Size 2, y'all. But guess what?
What?
She will not be playing in it.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Herbie Love Up? Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, she was in Herbie.
You really are a Lohan fan.
Oh, you're a Lohanian?
I love
you. You're a hand man.
Well, instead, the role will be played by actress Francia Raiza, who is best known as Selena Gomez's best friend and kidney donor.
Oh. The disrespect. To me, I feel like if somebody is known for a movie like this, because, I mean, if you think of this movie, you think of Lindsay Lohan. Just don't do the movie if you can't bring her back. That's not right.
Well, they give this girl a job, honey. She gave her kidney to this woman, so they need to at least compensate her some kind of way and let her play this role.
Y'all think Tyra is the one who put her foot down and said she don't want Lindsay?
Is Tyra in the movie?
Tyra is definitely in the movie.
She ain't wholesome till she get mad.
Who, Tyra?
And be like, we rooted for you!
Alright, so up next, how ratchet is too ratchet for the royal family? We'll find out in Gary's Royal Report coming up next. Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now it's time for Gary's Royal Report. Now, you know I love my royals. They're so elegant. They're so classy. They're just so grand. But, honey, there's a ratchet royal amongst
us. Ooh, Gary.
It's a whore.
Put out these ratchets.
Ratchetry.
Now, the wife of Prince Carl Philip, honey, Princess Sophia of Sweden, honey, she's as risque as they come. Now, prior to getting booed up, honey, Miss Sophia was living her best life. Ooh. Look at this tramp.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Ooh,
this is obscene. Ooh. I have never seen a royal in this fat.
Child, this tramp got a snake, honey. She stole Latoya Jackson's snake.
That takes the cake.
It takes the cake.
And she kissed Jenna Jameson, the porn star.
What? Oh, wow.
So she have lesbian tendencies.
How did they even approve the marriage? Or the booing? Well, honey, I know it hurt her not to have social media because she would be perfect to sell flat tummy tea. I can see her right now.
Oh, she's definitely a flat
tummy
tea.
Okay, she would be right there.
All right.
All the advertisements.
They don't really mind who sells that anymore.
I've seen huge-ass people sell flat tummy tea.
Because you got to start somewhere, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's
apparently
all right.
They're putting sugar in that tea because they
okay.
Tea.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not trying to throw shade, but that means, Portia, you could be royal.
I know you're not comparing me to this snake saltress, honey. I'm appalled at the comparison.
It's adulteress.
Okay?
You called it ratchetry.
Right.
Yeah. Honey, moving on to one of my favorite royal couples. Yes, honey. It's a celebration, honey. Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton, had a grand christening for baby Prince Louis.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes, honey. Now, the Kensington Palace announced that the royals have chosen not one, Brad.
What?
Not two.
How many?
Portia.
Yes.
Not three.
Oh, what?
Head crack. But six godparents for baby Prince.
Oh, that's good.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like that idea.
They are well taken care of.
Oh, you got a backup for the backup of the backup of the backup
and
backup.
Don't godparents have to, like, buy your child stuff on Christmas?
As if it's their child?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have about 20.
Well, we don't even do the christening.
We've been there saying you're right. A godparent and you ain't been to nobody christening.
That's what happens to me. I'm always a godparent.
Right.
The most responsible people in any family are getting called on to be the god parent.
That's right. Cool, but I thought if something happens to you, like
the child goes
to the parents.
Child ain't doing that so you can buy their child to pay their child tuition
and do
the baby shower and feel responsible to pay for everything.
You know who got a regular job? She got hell, what, four?
Grandma be having 1 foot sometime. Oh. You gotta
mind
get to
your
the
business.
Right.
I got 10 godchildren. I don't even know where they at.
Okay.
I love that. Say it, Gary.
Ratchetry.
Ratchetry.
All right, y'all. Up next, Mindy Kaling going for Mom of the Year. We'll find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
Hey, guys.
Well, y'all, Mindy Kaling has become like Martha Stewart in the kitchen, but she's not whipping up delicious meals for her fabulous celebrity friends. She's making mommy meals.
Oh, she got a baby?
Yes.
Kind of got a feature kid.
Exactly. She's now so obsessed with cooking for her baby from scratch, so she's doing it herself online.
So she whips up her own custom meals from scratch?
They whip it up from scratch.
I mean, all you need is like a good blender and a couple vegetables. Kids don't eat much.
No. Actually, some of these little vegan dishes, it takes a lot.
So you're raising kids as vegans?
And if they use meat, it's like, you know, what, farm-raised, you know, it's like the best meat or whatever like that. But the deal is, people are thinking she's actually trying to do a cooking show or something because she's showing, like, everything.
I mean, some people need to be walked through every step of the way. Like, I mean, how many things have y'all learned from YouTube?
A lot.
YouTube taught me how to barbecue. Like, yes. These guys are good.
YouTube taught me how to fix my fireplace.
Really?
Yes, I was all underneath there and fixed it and everything all by myself.
YouTube taught me how to fix my Keurig.
Really?
Yes. And how accomplished did you feel after you did it yourself?
I felt amazing.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.